Brittman.
Hi, Angelique.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm here with my husband, Norman, so we are ready to hear what you're selling.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. Hi, Norman. My name is Laura. I'm with Local Splash.
Hello, how are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good, good, good. So I know that you guys have just recently started the business as well. What are you guys currently doing now to get new clients? I think you did mention it was HomeAdvisor that you're currently using, right?
Yes, and Jesus. So both platforms, yes.
Perfect, perfect. And how is that working with you guys? Have you guys gotten a good amount of leads?
Yes, we have enough, you know. It's new, so it's just starting out.
Good, good, good. Yeah, so what we do is a little bit different than that. What we do is first page placement on Google. So, and what we have is an exclusive listing. So we are a Google channel partner company, so we're not allowed to work with any competition. So as soon as we start working with your business, we close out the category. We don't work with any other business that does what you do in the area. So there's no sharing of leads either. So the way that it works is you get approximately 15 keywords. So these keywords, you want to choose words that are services that you offer. So when someone in your area looks up one of these keywords, your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google. Okay. Now, also what's included in there is going to be initial content creation for Bing. Do you guys know what Bing is? It's another search engine apart from Google.
Bing, yes.
Perfect,
yes.
Perfect. So we'll also do content creation for you on Bing, also voice recognition for your business on Amazon Alexa, as well as Siri. So when someone's looking for your business with one of the voice recognition devices, your business does pop up. And there's also going to be a directory submission. So there is over 60 directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, Better Business Bureau. We do submit your company info across all directories. So if anybody is on one of those directories, your business does pop up. And then we're also going to do Facebook ads. Now, I know you guys are a little bit on the newer side, but have you guys set up a business Facebook account yet?
Not yet. It's in the process.
Okay, perfect. But do you guys have a personal one by any chance?
No.
Okay. Okay. So we would just need you obviously to set up a business account so we can do this for you, because we do Facebook ads. So the Facebook ads, we've seen great return on them. We do target marketing, so you can pick the demographics like age, income level, the location that these ads are going to be run as well. So when someone is searching for one of those keywords on Google, when they go on Facebook, there's going to be an ad for your business, and they're going to be able to click to call you directly. And these calls go directly to you, exclusively, of course, to you. And it doesn't matter how many people have searched for your business, giving you a call, gone on your website, because we do build a website for you as well if you do need one. No matter how many people have contacted you, it's all included in the price. And before I go into the price, I'll go into the last part of the service, which is going to be an app that we provide. So this app is going to track these keywords that you picked. It's going to tell you how many people have searched for these keywords, the location that these keywords were searched, also how many calls you have received, how many clicks you have received, and if you want to change those keywords, based off of you're only trying to do these type of jobs or you want to get higher paying jobs, you can always change those keywords at your discretion whenever you want on that app. Does all this kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So the cost on this is a month-to-month service. There is no contract. Now, we do ask that you at least give us 2 months of your time with us to show you maximum results, because it does take approximately 7 to 14 days to get those Facebook ads running. and it takes approximately 30 to 45 days to get you first page placement on Google. Now, that is because Google does need to mail you out a verification pin. We do need to get you verified, all the work that goes into it. So we do like to under-promise and over-deliver. So we do like to say 30 to 45 days. But as I did mention, it is a month-to-month service. It's $249 flat rate. There's no taxes, hidden fees on that. The one-time setup of $99 to get all of your programming together. So the initial investment is $348, but after that is just $249 a month.
And $249 per month?
Correct.
So, okay, so this is for all the ads that you're going to be putting on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You said you build a website. Is that included or is that extra?
Correct. Your website is included, and we also maintain your website on a monthly basis for you. And it's also going to be included to get the Google business profile for you as well, your first page placement, your ads, and your directory submission, the voice recognition, I think that was pretty much, and the app, of course.
Okay.
It's a good deal. Normally, this package is a little over twice that amount, but Lulu, she did put down a new and business credit for you guys, and that really significantly drops the cost.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. That sounds good.
Mhm. So okay. What do you think? You want to give us a shot?
Yes, we do.
Perfect. So this is a pretty quick process. Let me explain to you how it's going to work. I'm going to gather the basics of your information. I'm going to set up a date and time for you to meet with the account management team. It is an hour window that you want to set aside because it can take anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour depending on your questions. But they're going to go further into detail on your business info, the color that you want your website, the pictures. They're also going to go into detail with you of those keywords. They'll let you know what keywords are searched the most in your area for your industry. And if there is more that you want to add, you can pick them as well, obviously, if you offer those. So let me get your basic information. Angelique, I have your first name spelled A-N-G-E-L-I-C. Do I have that correct?
Oh, it's L-I-Q-U-E. Now, is that going to be on the website or anything like that?
No, this is going to be on your account, just on your account. Okay. Now, I'm also going to ask for the address because Google does need to mail out the verification pin to a physical address. But if you don't want that to show on the Google business profile, we can hide it. That's all going to be taken care of for you. So it's not a problem.
Yeah.
So, okay. Angelique, I'm sorry. Did you say it was A-N-G-E-L-I-Q-U-E?
Correct.
Perfect. And then what is your last name?
Palmer.
P-A-L-M-E-R?
Correct.
And what is your email address?
It's Brittman Handiwork. So it's B-R-I-T-T-M-A-N-S 8-A-N-D-I-W-O-R-K-S @gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Now, I know that with the email you did spell it out for me, but I am going to verify so we make sure we have your business name correct. I have Brittman's, and that's B-R-I-T-T-M-A-N apostrophe S, Handiwork. H-A-N-D-I-W-O-R-K-S. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then it's LLC at the end. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
are you just speaking about the business, the company's name, or you're just reciting the email address? Because the LLC is not...
It's the company's name, what you're going to want to show on your Google business profile, Perfect. All of the information online, do you want it to say the LLC at the end?
Do you want LLC up there? On the company website? No, could we leave that off?
Yeah, I can take that off for you. It's not a problem. That's why I want to make sure, you know, we have the right info. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And let me take off that LLC. Now, the business address that I have is the 11705 in Boyette Road. Is that a physical address, a number 243, or is it a PO, like a PO box type of deal?
It's a PO box.
Okay, so let's get a physical address since Google does require that. And then, of course, we can hide the address. I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, so the physical address we don't want anywhere on the website, but the PO box address you could put on the website.
Okay.
All right, so the physical address is 11856.
Mm-hmm.
Myrtle, M-Y-R-T-L-E. Rock Drive
in Riverview, Florida, 33578.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, I just to clarify, the PO box address is okay for that one to be visible, but not the Riverview one, the 11856. Correct.
Correct.
Okay. All right, and then now for authorized users, I'm going to put you down, obviously. Now, I would assume, but I don't know. Do you want your husband as an authorized user as well?
Yes.
Okay, and you did say his name was Norman, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what is Norman's last name?
Shaw.
Is it S-H, what, I'm sorry?
S-H-A-W, Shaw.
All right, Shaw, perfect. And is there anybody else that you want as an authorized user on the account?
So this, okay, no, that's it.
Okay. Now, for phone numbers, this number that we're talking on, is this also going to be the business line?
Yeah, that is the business line.
Okay, perfect. And let me get just a few. I only need a few because when you have your appointment with the account manager, they'll go into more. But what are some services that you offer?
I don't have the card. It's plumbing, electrical, tiling, and flooring.
Yeah, it's handyman services. Minor repairs, minor renovations, things of that nature. Plumbing, electrical, roofing, dining, power washing, mason work.
Okay. So I have so far plumbing, electrical, tiling, flooring, minor repairs, minor renovations, power washing, mason work.
Bulk disposal.
Garbage disposal?
Bulk, only bulk.
Bulk disposal. Okay. Yeah, I got what you're saying now. Disposal, okay. And as I did mention as well, tomorrow they'll let you know which services are looked for the most, the keywords. So if you guys want to add more tomorrow, you're also going to be able to do that, okay?
Okay.
Now, for the time that you want to meet with the account manager over the phone, again, it's an hour window. What does your guys' availability look like for tomorrow? We can do Monday as well if need be.
Monday?
I mean, what are the hours that you guys pull?
So for tomorrow, let me take a look. Is it easier for you guys afternoons or morning?
It'd be better in the morning time.
In the morning time? So
yeah.
For tomorrow, I have between, let me see here, between, I could go as early as 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Would between 10 and 11 be okay for you guys tomorrow?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, so I'll send you guys the Google invite for that as well. So 10 and 11 tomorrow morning. And then let me see what else I need to get here. So we are doing a Google business profile for you. All that information is going to be emailed to you as well. Now, are you licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay. And then we do need to do a Facebook profile. So if you guys can have that done before tomorrow, that'd be great. If you guys need help with it, they can also help you tomorrow to get that taken care of, okay?
Is that included in the price or is that extra, the Facebook profile?
No, the Facebook page, you just do it on your own. It's what we do is the Facebook ads, and that's included.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, gotcha. The website, you guys do want a website, which is included as well. Now, mm-hmm. You have an option. So, these websites are secure, and this is also included. So you have the option of letting your customers pay for your services on your website. Some people like that feature, some people don't. Would you like to add the feature?
No. Well, no.
All right. And now you also have a call tracking. This is a pretty cool feature as well. It's also included. Where we set you up with a phone number, so clients will be calling this number, but it goes directly to your phone, and it also kind of reduces robocalls or spam calls, because when they call, there's going to be, it's like a little voice thing, like, thank you for calling Britman's Handiwork. Press 1 to get connected to da-da-da, press 2 for new clients, so it reduces spam calls, it records all of your phone calls. So it is an option that you have. Would you like that feature?
Yes.
Okay. And then we are going to do the app for you as well, which is included. Now, for specific target areas, so you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. What would you like to pick?
What zip codes, right? Because the one with the 20-mile radius. So we'll do zip code.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. The problem is I'm not sure of all the zip codes. I'll have to
go with Hillsborough County.
All right. We'll do Hillsborough County. How about that?
Because we can always add later, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And then you can, if you want to, I'll put Hillsborough County for now. If you want to do zip codes, just have them ready for tomorrow. I'll put it here in the notes as well. Because we can also do the zip codes for you, okay? And
yeah.
Then for hours of operation, what would you like me to put there?
Do you still want to do 7 to 7? Want to do such a thing?
Yeah, it's 7 to 7 Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday.
Okay. Did you get that or you want me to
repeat? I kind of heard from 7 to 7 Monday through Friday, right?
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, what was the schedule?
9 to 5.
And then Sundays. And Sunday. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5. Okay. Now for the card that you're going to use, Angelique, is it your name that's on the card?
No. The business card?
Yeah. The card that you're going to use for payment. Is it your name?
It's my name. It's the business name, but it's my name underneath it as well.
Okay. Is there any middle initial when it comes to your name on the card? Because I know some people have their, like, middle initial on there.
No, wait. Hold on. One second. Let me look at it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It is my no initial.
Okay. And is the billing address, sorry, I couldn't even think. Is the billing address the 11856 on that one?
I think it's a P.O. box. It's a P.O. box.
Okay, let me update that. Now, yeah. We're also, every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security code question, and that's so you know that we are the ones calling you. Unfortunately, there is other companies that try to act like they are who we are, and they try to take money, more money from you. You're going to know who we are as long as we ask you this security question. Okay, now you have the option to pick one out of three security questions. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name.
Okay, and what was their name?
Shaggy.
Ah, Shaggy. Oh, that's cute. Was he really fluffy and hairy? All right, perfect. So I got that one down. And then is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Visa.
Okay, and I am ready whenever you are.
All right, it's 4246-3153.
Oh, hold on. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry. It was telling me on the P.O. box I can't put the actual 243 number. Oh, I can't. 243. There we go. Okay. I'm sorry. One more time.
So it's 4246-3153-7281-8276.
Okay, and then the expiration?
728.
And the security code?
175.
Okay. All right, so let me go in here real quick and put all of this in. We're almost done as well. As soon as this gets processed, all emails and text messages are going to immediately start being sent out to you. So we'll go over the terms and conditions as well. So you should be getting emails and text messages within the next few seconds to minutes.
Okay.
And let me see on my end as well. And what I'm going to do also, I'm going to send you right now through text our phone number with my extensions. You can always reach me there directly if you have any questions.
Okay, so this is Laura, got you.
Mm-hmm, that's the first one, and then the other ones are probably still processing on my end. I'm just checking up. Okay, you should have received the welcome text message. I'm going to resend you as well the terms and conditions, so as soon as you receive that, all you've got to do is open the link.
Okay, so I just got you.
And this is basically going over your terms and conditions with us. This is letting you know we're going to do the first page placement, the directory submission, the Facebook ads for you. And this is also letting you know, canceling. You can cancel at any time. We just ask that you cancel 3 days before your billing date. And all you got to do is basically click on the I certify that I am authorized and then just type in your name at the bottom exactly the way it looks with the capital letters. And then just confirm your signature.
Okay. Okay, so check Okay, I did that.
Perfect. And now I got you down for tomorrow between 10 and 11 a.m. I'll send you the email as soon as we're done here. You have my contact info. You know, if you want to do the zip codes, think about the zip codes that you want to, that you want there, you know, for targeting reasons. And, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Do you guys have any questions for me?
Do you have any questions? No, I just have one question. So, I noticed that we're able to do a seasonal hold or freeze.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yes.
So, if we have it on freeze or hold, do we still get that monthly charge or?
So you can actually put your you can put it on pause if you need to put pause if you're getting too many. If you're getting, like, too many calls and too much business, blah, 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 you can always put it on pause, and then you can resume it without having to pay any type of setup fee. The only thing that we do ask is just give us a call to communicate that with us so we can put it on pause for you.
Okay. And if at any time in the future we decide to cancel, the website will not be available to us, correct?
Yeah, so if you want to cancel, we can still maintain your website for you at $39.95 a month. And if you want to purchase a domain from us, that's a one-time cost of $99. But that's pretty much all that it is on that end.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yes, no worries. Any other questions?
Yeah, so if we do purchase the domain from you guys can still operate the website and everything for us, correct?
So if you purchase a domain from us, we would still maintain the website at the $39.95 for you on a monthly basis and do, like, the SEO on the background for you. If you just purchase a domain, you would need to build your own website on the actual domain. But you do have the option of us also maintaining it for you at the $39.95 a month.
No, I'm saying for the services that you're offering today, could we actually still purchase the domain and you guys could still operate in the same manner that you guys are speaking up right now?
Oh, okay. I think I get what you're saying. So I think I do. So we're going to purchase the domain for you. We're going to get the domain and the website up and running for you now. So that is included for you. Is that what you were asking, or I'm sorry if it's not?
Yeah, if you guys purchase it, can we actually purchase it from you and you guys still do the, what you're saying,
yeah,
the $240?
Absolutely, absolutely. The domain is included with your service, so we're going to do what we're doing. So you don't actually have to purchase it from us. You would only obviously have to purchase it from us if you decide you don't want our service anymore.
Okay.
But it's up to you. I mean, you could always purchase it if you want it with our service, but you don't necessarily have to do that because that's just, you know, extra money that you don't need to do.
Okay.
Gotcha. So with the $39.99 per month, we won't be getting any ads or anything in that manner, correct?
Correct, yes. And that will also, and it's not going to include the first page placement for you on Google either. It's just going to be the maintain. So the $249 that you're paying, that is going to be the first page placement. That includes everything we just went over. But let's just say you want to cancel the service, but you want us to maintain the website. That would be the $39.95 a month.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yes, no worries. Any other questions?
But my hair, no, we're going with the...
Yeah, we're going with your package right now. We're just, you know, asking these questions so we have more clarity on your offer.
No, and you know what? If you have any other questions, please feel free to call me. You have my extension. I have clients that call me very often with a bunch of questions because they have, and also, of course, when they start seeing that this is working out for them, they do also want to expand their marketing, which we can also do. So if you need to expand anything, you want to reach more areas, we can also do that for you. You know, please feel free to reach out.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, no worries, no worries. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you too, and I hope you guys have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.